Memphis?
Oh, I just think that he's given those guys a sense of confidence. And the other thing that I think he's done is that he's just kind of allowed those guys to be who they are. You know, they've gotten in the open court and ran. I'd say that Lionel's probably done as good a job as anybody in the league right now when you consider where they were last year and where they are right now and the way they started. I think they started 1-7, I think. You know, and I think they were 7-3 in the month of December. So I think he's turned around. You know, obviously it's got to be a cultural change. It's not something that you just happen overnight. So when they were 1-7, I'm sure people were asking what the heck's going on. But I think what Lionel did is that he established exactly what he wanted to, and knowing that eventually that it would kick in and it would be a positive. So they're playing great right now. They really are. You know, they're doing a good job defensively. You know, I think he's taken Zach Randolph and made him a guy that that's a winner, really. You know, I mean, he's put up phenomenal numbers, guys. I mean, when you go five straight games of 25-15, that's saying something. And then the one that he missed, he had 27-14. So, you know, he's playing unbelievable basketball. And then, you know, I think when you put in Rudy Gay and O.J. Mayo and the way they're playing, and the guy, the really underrated guy to me is Gasol. I mean, you know, he does a great job for them. Just a really smart player, step out on the floor and shoot it, terrific rebounder. And a very good low post player that demand double teams.
Are you going to agree with Henry Bibby then when Bibby said that when all is said and done, he's going to be better than Powell?
I don't know if I go that far. Yeah. I wouldn't go that far because Powell's pretty doggone good. Yeah. You know, I mean, hey, the Lakers never won a championship. You know, I mean, they won it when he got there. You know, so to say that he's going to be better than Powell, I don't know if I would go there. I don't really know. I mean, I won't even touch that one either. You know, if the cameras was off, I would tell you exactly how I felt, but I won't.
One last thing on Lionel, too.
But no, I don't think so. If you want to be, no, it doesn't. If you want me to be brutally honest, no. I mean, Powell for Kwame Brown is not a good trade, and it doesn't make it look any better, no. If you want me to just be totally honest, no.
Marcus all now, and then what did they get? What was the draft pick? Was it Jarrell Arthur? I'm trying to think.
I don't know, but they got Crittenton also. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There he is.
Yeah, there he is.
One last thing on Lionel, just kind of the importance as a head coach to take kind of that hardline stance that he did with Allen.
I think you have to. I think what he did, I mean, it wasn't so much about he and Allen. I think it was about the respect of the other guys on his team. And I think just doing that alone, Lionel is, you know, anybody that knows Lionel know that he's going to do it his way. And I think that's why they're playing so well right now, that, you know, he's not afraid to take guys out. I think he's not afraid to sit guys and not doing it the way they want to. And, you know, I think he's established himself as the leader of that team and that no one's bigger than the team. And I think because of that, that's probably one of the reasons they're doing so well right now.
Talked about staying focused, considering who's coming into town. Was that something that maybe was lost a little bit in December on some of the losses, New Orleans, the Knicks, or whatever?
No, I don't think that's the case. I mean, those teams play well. You know, I mean, guys, it's tough winning, and if you don't play at a high level, and you can be very focused and not play at a high level, then some nights you're not going to make shots. So I don't think that was the case. We just didn't play. We didn't play good enough to win the game. And so that's not always the focus, you know, that some nights the ball doesn't go in, you know. If that was the case, Tiger Woods would have won every golf tournament because he's the best ball striker out there. But some days you don't shoot it in the basket and other teams play better than you are. So I don't think it's just a focus. I just think that, you know, we just have to remind our guys that we want to stay on track at home and be focused in on what we're trying to get done. That's not to say that they're not focused, because I think we have been, you know. But you know, the Golden State game, everybody's finding out that, you know, they're pretty doggone good. They're difficult to guard. And, you know, the New Orleans game down there, they played great. You know, they didn't have any of their guys. And, you know, you always get a reaction from a team, and they played great and made plays at the end of the game. I mean, you know, it's not like guys we're supposed to be, you know, contrary to what anybody thinks, we shouldn't be 32-0. You know, a 34-0 or whatever the heck, how many games we played, you know.
You've made protecting home court a big key even before this season started. I know it's important, but I mean, it's the way the home record has been, especially since you've taken over.
Well, I just think it's important, you know, that the reason I say that is because it's so difficult to win on the road. It's really difficult to win on the road, and you know, as good as Boston was, I think they came out here 15-3 and they lost the three games that they played out here. You know, so it becomes, you know, imperative that you take care of your home court, you know, because it is difficult to come up with wins on the road. I mean, the elite teams, obviously they do, but, you know, the when you're a team fighting, you know, you're a middle of the pack team and you're trying to fight, you know, to see if you can come up with home court advantage or even get in the playoffs, then the home becomes so important to win those games. Well, I think what it says is that if we're playing at the level that we're supposed to, and that we play with the intensity, and we're playing smart, if we manage our turnovers, and if we manage the offensive rebound, then that we're capable of playing with anyone in the league. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, we beat the two games that we won were the last two NBA champs, and we've been able to beat the Magic, who was in the finals, and. You know, so we played well in games that we've lost, so it's kind of been a positive in that respect too. But, you know, you just got to make sure that every game you walk out there, you're trying to play at the top of your game. And if you play at the top of your game and you lose, then I think you can accept that.
Have you noticed anything different with Jay Rich as far as how he's shooting since he got whacked on the hand in Denver?
I have not seen any there. He says he's not hurt. He was shooting the ball so well before that. You know, I don't know. Maybe there's still something, a little lingering pain there. But you know, he'll be okay. He's a gamer, and he's a guy that's tough as heck. And so, you know, just like anything else, he's not shooting it well, but he'll work his way out of that.
And he's been able to give you other, when his shot's not there, he's been able to give you everything else.
Sure, he has. You know, I still say that defensively, he's done such a great job. You know, the job that he did on Ray Allen. The job that he did on Kobe Bryant, yeah, he got 34 points, but in a normal game with anyone else going in, that probably would have been a 45-point game. So I just think that as long as he knows that it's not just the shooting, but the other phases of his game where he can really help us, and he even said that to me. He goes, Coach, I don't know if I'll be able to shoot it like I have, but I can do other things. And I think that's what our team is all about. It really is. Oh no, I like the fact that we can have fresh guys in the game all the time. I think that's really important. You know, where guys can play all out, where they don't have to, you know, really pace themselves because they think they're going to have to play 36, 38 minutes for us. So, you know, we try to use our bench, and you know, with Robin coming on some and doing a good job for us, it's kind of cut down minutes in other areas for guys. So. We just gotta make sure that we have five guys out there that's playing, you know, with high intensity and doing what we think we need to do to win the game.
Memphis size and rebounding up front is just another game that Robin's gonna see.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's gonna play. We like to keep him in the rotation forever. Obviously, when we play a Golden State or somebody like that becomes a little bit tough because they've got all small guys out there running around. But for the most part, you know, the teams that we'll see, most of them are going to have a guy that he can match up with, and we'd like to have him in the game because one of the things that he's allowed us to do is not double team when he's in the game. You know, so when they have big guys in there and he's in there, he's been able to guard his own guy.
Seems to be coming in early and then letting Channing play with the second. What does that give you?
Well, we just like to have either Amari or Channing with the second unit, and the way we see it right now is that Robin is a better matchup with Amari, you know, and we'll see if that continues to be true. But then Channing with the second group, he's still a spacer out there, and it allows Lou to be a screen and roll guy, or Robin, if he's out there with him, to be a screen and roll guy. We just try to look at the overall personnel and see and try to match it up, you know, where it all kind of comes together. Well, he rebounded the ball well the other night after we got on him some, and he has to continue to do that for us because, you know, it's really important because he's going to be out there for a while. Now, one of the things we just have to be aware of is that a lot of times he's away from the basket because he's guarding, you know, either Antoine Jameson or a four-man that away from the basket. So we have to look at that as a factor also. But for the most part, when the ball goes up there, we want to see him on the board. And he's gotten better at that the last three or four games. When he makes the play, yeah. No, he's done a good job with that, and he's worked on it, you know. So, I mean, obviously he knows that now everyone's going to close out on him hard. So he's got to be able to put down that one or two dribbles and shoot it, or if there's a lane, he'll take it all the way to the basket. And actually, he's done a real good job with that.
Did you have a good practice today, considering the later start and with the New Year's and all that, guys come out after?
Yeah, for the most part. I thought we had one little area in there where, you know, it didn't go real well, but for the most part I thought the energy was up and guys did a good job, and you know, I didn't see any after effects of, you know, auld lang syne. No. It wasn't there. Okay.
With LB and Gorn on the floor together, it seemed like the other night anyway, they kind of alternated who's going to attack or handle the ball more. So are you calling that play, or?
Well, no, I mean, I think, you know, we try to put them in situations, but for the most part, I think those guys, you know, LB handles it some, Gorin handles it some, especially on the break. But we wanted LB to have the ball and Gorin to be spot up as a shooter. And we did that about four or five times down the stretch. They did a great job in that. You know, those guys are becoming comfortable with each other, too.
Can you think of a faster pair of guards in the backcourt when they're back there together?
I don't think so, and I don't think anyone realized how fast Gorin is. I mean, with the ball, he's probably as fast as, you know, other than the Tony Parkers and LBs. I mean, I think he's as fast as anyone in the league, you know. He does a great job with that.
What is he grasping better about running the half-court stuff?
I just think he feels more comfortable. You know, he's a really smart basketball player, but I just think right now he feels more comfortable, you know, within who he is and what we expect of him. I think he also understands that a couple of mistakes here and there is not going to be the difference in him staying in the game and coming out. So I think when you play like that, you have a tendency to play a lot, you know, a lot more at ease and a lot more comfortable. And so that's kind of where he is. You know, I think he feels that our guys believe in him, really believe in him. And obviously when that happens, you know, it really puts you at a comfort level where you can play your best, I think.
What is the biggest thing you have to watch out for?
I think the rebounding, you know, they're very capable. You know, they have a lot of young athletic players, you know. A couple of the best ones in the game, you know. O.J. Mayo could have easily been rookie of the year last year. Rudy Gay is a tremendous guy and has size, put the ball down, shoot it. And as I said, Gasol is really solid, probably as underrated as anybody in the league right now. So those guys have done a good job. And then when you add Zach Randolph to the mix, he's capable of getting 25 points and 15 rebounds every night out, which he kind of has over the last five or six games. So, you know, that gives them a really solid team that you're going to have to play well against to beat.
How do you slow him down, Zach Randolph?
Well, no one's been able to do that yet. You know, he's a tremendous post-up player, so I think you pick your poison if you go down and double-team him. He's unselfish enough that he'd find open guys. But, you know, he's not really a post-up. It's kind of in that gray area where, you know, he's not a post-up, but he's not on the wing, and he's been really effective in that area right there. So we'll just have to do a good job on him and try to keep him off the boards more so than anything. The last time we played him, he had 10 offensive rebounds, which is a grisly record, really. So obviously he's real good at hitting the board.
All right. You're welcome, man.